Hello?
This is Detective Devers. How you doing?
Hi, I'm okay.
Good. Hey, I wanted to call and talk to you a little bit more. I know you were a witness to this thing. I was the one that talked to you at the scene.
Yeah.
Near at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I get some information from you? Is it okay?
Sure.
Okay. Your last name is... And you had your two children there.
Being dressed.
Okay.
Swimming on the previous team.
Yeah. Now, okay. Can you kind of go through it a little bit with me? Kind of tell me what you saw again and try and be as specific as possible?
Sure. I mean, it was kind of strange. I mean, we were sitting on the back end of the pool where there's a cement area.
Uh-huh.
And then it's where there's a barrier, a fence with, you know, shrubbery growing over it, and in between that power station.
Yeah.
And one of the swim team people, his name is Randy.
Randy.
Yeah, we saw him looking through the fence. He was kind of standing up there, and he said, "The police are, you know, there's some guy, you know, running away from the police out there," and
Randy
like
said that to you?
Yeah, he it looked like he climbed the fence.
Uh-huh.
Randy did.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, we didn't take it very seriously. We didn't really know what was going on because you can't really see through there unless you're standing up closer to the shrubbery. And then anyway, a few minutes later, we looked through there and I saw what I thought was two or three police officers.
Uh-huh.
And this other guy... It looked like they were following him. They had their guns drawn, the policemen did.
The police did.
Mm-hmm. And the person, it looked like there was a guy, you know, running away from them. It looked like he was wearing brown. I couldn't really tell. He looked like he might have been Hispanic. I don't know. You know what he looked like. You don't need to know that. Anyway, he was running away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the policemen shouted through the shrubs, "Get everybody out of the pool." So, it sounded like one of the policemen said that. I cannot be sure.
Excuse me. Pardon me?
It sounded like one of the policemen said, "Get everybody out of the pool."
Okay. Do you know which one that was, or can you describe
it? I have no idea.
Okay. You just heard him say...
You could only really see their figures. You couldn't see faces because, it's pretty thick hedge back there.
But you could see them carrying...
You could see that their weapons were drawn.
Okay. And you don't know if there was two or three?
It looked like there were three.
Three,
but,
okay.
I was with...
Okay.
All three sitting back there.
So when he yelled, "Get everybody out of the pool," what happened then?
Well, we went in... We immediately went into the pool area and started yelling to tell everybody to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So you lost track of the officers then?
Yes, I don't know what happened to him at that point, but I know that they were heading... what direction that would be, toward Wilbur Road.
Towards Wilbur, okay.
And at that point, they were heading toward Wilbur.
Okay.
Then we saw Randy. Randy came running back, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, we're getting all the kids out of the pool. It was crazy at that point. There were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And so everybody started, I grabbed my kid, and we ended up going into the bathroom where my other daughter was.
Yeah.
We all went in there, and they said to get down to the floor, and then we heard gunfire. Several shots, and it sounded like they were just coming, from outside of Dalen's, sort of right toward the front and smaller end of the pool, or the small pool.
Okay.
So
that would have been
talking to all of us, the one that doesn't have a cover right now.
Yeah, so that would have been out in the parking area there, out in the front?
Not... Well, there's a along the road there.
Yeah.
Not the back parking area, but yes.
Well, how many shots do you think you heard?
Oh, several.
Can you give me an estimate?
It sounded to me like there were four or five.
Four or five. And were they all one right after another?
Consecutive, yeah.
Okay.
And it was strange because I immediately thought that sounds like gunfire, but it sounds like a toy gun. Like popping, air popping.
Popping.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
did you ever go out in front there and look?
I didn't at that point. I was huddled back. I was with all the children in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I know that couple other people went out. I know that, you know, several people saw this person lying on the ground.
Okay. Did you, but you did not?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, I saw him covered up. I didn't see the person underneath.
Okay. Did you ever hear the officers yelling to him, yelling at him to stop?
I heard them say nothing, and that's the part that shocked me. I would have expected stop or I'll shoot, you know, something like that, like you see in the...
But you did hear them...
I did not hear any officers shouting at all. The only time I heard an officer speak at all was when I heard them say, get everybody out of the pool.
Oh, they come... Okay, and how many times did they say that, do you know?
Just once. Was the only time I heard it.
Okay. Okay. Can you describe the person that was running away from the officer?
It looks like he was in brown. He appeared to be, I mean, just in stature, somewhat young. I didn't see his face at all. My initial impression on looking at him that was that he was Hispanic, and I don't know if that's because he had darker hair. I didn't get a very good look at him. I saw him sort of from behind.
Yeah, but you could tell me definitely that he was a male?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you know that? Just
stature, the way he was moving.
Uh-huh.
Short hair. I mean, it just, you know, you get a sense for...
Yeah. Okay.
And then also Randy had said, and perhaps that colored my thoughts on it, but Randy said there's a guy out there, and Randy saw him. And
okay. Did either one of your children see anything?
No, but they are terrified. I can tell you.
I can imagine.
The experience was very traumatic for them.
Yeah, I can imagine. There was a lot of people there, and it's a lot of confusion going on.
Bloody guy running around. You know.
Now, you say bloody guy.
Well, I heard that. I heard he was bleeding. Randy first said the guy's all cut up.
But you didn't see that?
No, I didn't see any blood at all.
Okay.
Anything like that. I do know that there were a couple of girls who came into the bathroom that reported that, and then Randy reported that he was bleeding. Mm. I mean, there were people talking about it.
Yeah.
And, of course, then they were trying to protect the kids, you know, by not telling them that there's, you know, they wouldn't say what was happening, but there were some kids that were talking about it.
Okay. And you've spoken to your children, and they didn't see anything?
They didn't see anything.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, I appreciate your talking to me again.
Is there going to be any follow-up with this? I mean, why was this? Are we going to find out what happened?
You know what? There'll probably be a press release. I don't know for sure how much information they're going to give out on it right yet. I think we're still going through witnesses.
Are you calling everybody?
Stuff. I am personally, because I want to get a little bit better interview on each one. Mm-hmm. I know some of the other guys are as well. So, anyway, I appreciate it. Very much. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.